It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown creature.
Back in the church, it should be non-judgmental. It should be only educational purposes, only like it shouldn't be like a force. It should be a choice, because I feel like when somebody knows something good coming out of it, they're gonna do it by choice instead of being forced. Nobody likes being forced to do things.
And to spread the gospel, I feel to touch our hearts, like just touch our hearts. Like words is very touching. Like words is a really strong emotional action. Like speaking, like showing love, like you can speak life into a person. Life and death. Life.
Today's reading comes from Luke 23:34-43. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
We be praying to God because he's the only way. I'm always open to his word, Circle K. Trouble comes, I don't sweat, it's gonna be okay. Pressure comes from others, but you know I never sway. Yo, I ain't ever going back. I will never turn my back like I did my ex, fed ex, but the liver tracks. Where you at? It's about your fate. It's not too late. All these haters gonna hate, but they miss the pearly gate. Test your fate. You know that I'm a cool guy, but at the same time, bold as Mordecai. They say happiness comes from getting high. Mr. Brown said it best, the devil is a lie. Dropping hits like Thriller, No Limit, Percy Miller. I'm redeemed by the Supreme, got my only healer.
He got me, just believe it, ever see it. It's so good to know that he got me. Even in my wrongs, even when I'm weak, it's when I'm strong. Let me know that he got me, gotta give him praise. Cause he always make a way when no one waited. Let me know that he got
me. Ezra 3:11 talks about God's goodness. Glad that I took it. God is good all the time, and that's what I'm rhyming. Cause when it comes to rhyming, it's all about timing. Sitting in the church, they wanna clap, no denying. Hear that gospel rap, but many churches still ain't crying. You never thought God could love a common man. Psalm 130, all dirty, no one stands. Dropping the mic, winning a fight, bringing the charge, holding the kite. God is coming back like a thief in the night. You can't even sight or understand what's right. Give me back the mic. Let me make it clear, you ain't hold it right. Serving tracks like I'm work tracks, tracks like I'm work. I'm serving tracks like I'm working Red Lobster. Biscuits full of cheese, I gotta sneeze. I chew, God bless these harmonies.
He got me, even in my wrongs. Even when I'm weak, it's when I'm strong. Let me know that he got me, gotta give him praise. Cause he always make a way when no one waited. Let me know that he got it.
Advance for the attention that you're giving me. I need quiet like you're listening to the symphony. Still number one to the public, I got enemies. Footprints in the sand, meaning God has always carried me. In the drive-thru, ordering chicken salad. On the radio, a Tasha Cobb ballad. You know I had it on my playlist. So many crosses that you think my first name is Chris. This brother rocker like a fella full of gas. When you hear stand clear, they mean me dash. Full of sucker cash. Love you and ignore your past. When this world ends, Jesus' love is all that lasts. Slobber, cause I get so lyrical. Holla, cause God makes miracles. Speak in Spanish, Telemundo, frequently. Am I giving my oar from my alabaster box? CC, whining when a Christian don't greet me. But my Sunday's a Palmer, more than Kiki. Protected by the armor, you can't beat me. God put this together and you know he did it neatly. Giving God the glory cause he's deserving it. More power than star streaming services. All the blessings in my life, he is working it. All the blessings in my life, Jesus working it.
He got me, even in my wrongs. Even when I'm weak, cause when I'm strong, let me know that he got me. Gotta give him praise, cause he always make a way with no way. To let me know that he got it. So believe in every secret. Just believe and know that God's got it.
Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for loving us and for making the ultimate sacrifice so we may live. Today, Lord, step in front of me, give me the words, the tone, the delivery, the capacity to bring more to our family. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And first, thank you, Lisa, for those, for reading the scripture. What a wonderful and blessed day we have for us this early Sunday morning. First, I want to recognize Hope Harvest Christian Church in Garner. They blessed me this Friday by allowing me to speak at their church. And it was such a blessing. The spirit was strong. And when I say strong, I mean strong. The presence was felt. And I thank God for Pastor Red and also who's their prophetess, Wanda Chavis, who also had a message. And wow, just lessons learned. And I'm, again, just honored to be in their presence and honored that to be in a facility where the spirit was strong. Praise God. I'm thankful, very thankful to be a living sacrifice. Amen. Amen. As we all know, Jesus had a 3-year ministry that was recorded. And during his ministry, he shared parables, words of wisdom, and mentored his disciples. But on the cross, he shared his last words, his last sayings, words that will forever be remembered. See, Jesus was being targeted. He was wrongly accused of blasphemy, especially by the Sanhedrin. And they feared his growing popularity because Jesus threatened their authority. And they had a lot to lose. And as Christians, we all are anointed through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And like Jesus, when you are anointed, when you live by the word, when you have the right heart condition, you become a threat. You become a threat to the enemy. You become a threat to those who are lost. But when they betray you, Judas, when they arrest you, Roman soldiers, when enemies do what they do, non-believers, we pray for them. We ask for forgiveness for them. See, in Luke 23:34, we see the first saying. With infinite love and mercy, Jesus cried from the cross, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Who knows what wrath mankind avoided by his sacrifice and by his prayer? See, Jesus didn't resent those responsible for his crucifixion. Even on the cross, he was without anger. Even on the cross, he didn't want punishment towards those who mistreated him. Now, in the worldly eyes, it's hard to wrap your brain around this. Because he was mocked and challenged. He was tormented. Yet Jesus pled for forgiveness for those who put him on the cross. He was spat on. He was beaten. Yet still embracing the idea of giving his life so others may live. So around the world, and I've talked about this as a police chief, one of the things you're always thinking about are those pressing issues, the priorities of the profession. And right now, not just in the U.S., but around the world, we have active assailants. Whether a mass shooter, someone with a knife, someone using a vehicle, and their goal is to kill as many people as they can, just saying it bluntly, kill as many people as possible. And almost every story, there's a person, a teacher at a school, and an officer close to the incident, a parent protecting their child, someone who sacrifices their life so that others may live. Why? Because they have love for others, because they realize that their death will save the lives of so many people. Now, we deem that person a hero. They are celebrated. Everyone wants to hear about that hero, their story, how they got so courageous. Everyone wants to make that person a symbol of hope and love. But I know a man. I know the God, I know the Messiah, I know the one who gave his life so that billions could live. But not so many get excited to hear that story. There's no news coverage about that hero. There's no interview focusing on the ultimate sacrifice. Because he didn't just jump in front of a bullet or a car or a knife. He received the most severe form of death. And as he took this brutal crucifixion, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Before anything else, before he prayed, before he asked God why, he spoke words of forgiveness. As I was just saying, when I was talking about the act of assailant, people dying for kids, people at festivals, kids in school, people in parties or at nightclubs. But Jesus died for people who ridiculed him, for people who kissed him and betrayed him, for the people who were taking his life. He showed unconditional love. And he asked God to forgive the people who challenged his authority, people who said, "If you are the King of Jews, save yourself." He ran interference between the people and the wrath of God. Let me say that again. He ran interference between the people and the wrath of God. What can we learn from this saying? See, Jesus showed us how to pray on behalf of others.
we have family, we have friends going through things, going through something, a loss, a breakup. And what do we say? We tell them, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. See, what makes this more powerful than a teacher who saves a student? See, the student or hurt hurts because the student didn't deserve to be attacked by a mass shooter. But the people who crucified Jesus deserve judgment. The people who did us wrong deserve judgment. You and I, we deserve judgment. And what makes this more powerful than that first example of about a teacher saving a student? Yeah. We deserve judgment, but we're afforded grace and mercy. We're allowed to live. What's so beautiful? What is so amazing is that Jesus looks at us and he sees us for who we are, all of our imperfections, all of our flaws. Yet he sits at the right hand of the throne of God, signifying his power and authority and forgiving us. Forgiving us for our sins. And on earth, he gave, and he gave, healing the sick, casting out demons, curing the blind, curing leprosy, feeding multitudes of people, and still praying for people who hurt him. How do you pray for people who hurt you? Jesus showed us. He led by example. Now today I ask you, can you, have you, will you pray for people who harm you? We don't have to give our life. All we have to do is forgive. Can you pray? Can you forgive? Can you ask God to forgive them? Can you ask God to touch their hearts? Can you ask God to bless them? Ask yourself, can you humble yourself enough to put things aside? Remove your pride and pray for people who harm you. Jesus showed us we're not defined by our mistakes. We're not defined by our sins. We're defined and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Now, my friend Natasha recorded a song. So many of our listeners were blessed by that song because they messaged me directly. What Love Is This was the song. And that's the perfect title of today's message. What love is this that you gave your life for me and made a way for me to know you? Wow. And after asking his father to forgive them, we see love that was never seen before. We hear words never heard before. And then we hear his second saying, something happened. Right? Two robbers were hanging on both sides of Jesus. And when I say robbers, I mean thieves. They stole. And while one questioned him, the other one got it. The other one had a change of heart and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. This person who's been deemed a criminal showed faith and had a desire for salvation. And in Luke 23:43, Jesus said, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. It's clear. And this one sentence is clear. Salvation is afforded to us by faith and repentance. This thief in front of everyone professed his faith, proving that salvation is not about works, right? He was a thief. There was no attending service. He wasn't feeding the poor. He wasn't visiting the sick. He wasn't yelling hallelujah in church. He wasn't speaking in tongues. He wasn't singing hymns. He wasn't saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No, he had faith and repented. And Jesus promised him paradise, proving there is a heaven, proving that there's a place for us in the presence of God if we believe. When we depart this world, we're with Christ. Jesus was treated like the two robbers next to him, two common thieves. But there's a big picture here. It's not just about a thief. While this thief was at his lowest point, while Jesus was hanging on the cross, wow, we see two low points. The thief was at his lowest point. And so we see that any one of us can gain salvation, no matter your race, your gender, Jew, Gentile, Cowboy fan, Commander fan, Golden State Warrior fan, New York Knicks fan, Boston Celtics fan. Anyone can gain salvation. And here on the other end, Jesus being tormented, being crucified at the most disruptive time, at the least opportune moment, Jesus was on a cross that was intended for someone else. And despite his suffering, Jesus still found opportunity to minister. That's right, to minister. No matter what you're going through, no matter how low you are, no matter how many arrows that pierce you, there is still time to minister. There is still time to tell someone about heaven. The lowest of the low, a person who is truly unlikable, is told about salvation. Both thieves heard and saw the same thing, but only one thief sought forgiveness. And that one thief confessed his sins and was able to receive grace and mercy. Because he said, I know who you are. You are the Lord of glory. Remember me. As all of us have stories, mine, like most, is a story of being rebellious, doing whatever I wanted, and not thinking about the consequences. See, I had anger issues. My dad wasn't in my life from the period of 12 to 24. And I was searching for guidance. I needed direction. And my grace came because I told the story about my aunt reading me the Bible and me having this thirst. But I had never really attended church until I was 13. And my grace came when a church called Midway spent money that they didn't have on school buses and drove into our community. My mother never owned a car. And now I had transportation. And at the age of 13, I started going to Midway. And they had a mentor program and paired me with a member who was a student at NC State. And we went to the gym one day. We were working out, and he asked me, was I saved? And he told me, it's simple. He said, ask for forgiveness for your sins, turn away from your sins, and believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Believe he died for your sins and rose again. So the question we always have to ask, we have to ask ourselves, we have to ask everyone. Do you believe? See, the thief took the right steps, and Jesus promised him paradise. Paradise is waiting for you. Paradise is waiting for you. That's his promise. But like the thief, we have to believe and know that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and we have to repent, and we must have sincere regret for our sins. Amen. Amen. Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown Preacher.
Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms. It's the